You're listening to SBS News.
북한의 정보 기관은 정보 수집에 그치는
North Korea's intelligence agency is not limited to collecting information. It provides direct assistance as the eyes, ears, and brains of the supreme leader.
His work included killing off the leader's critics. And in 2009, the target was Hwang Jang-yop, a high-profile defector in Seoul.
Kim Jong-un knew better than anyone else how this would give comfort and relieve the anger of his father. And he wanted to show that he could be a warrior leader.
The attempt failed. Two North Korean army majors were arrested and sent to prison. Pyongyang always denied it was involved. The colonel's testimony would suggest otherwise.
KBS 뉴스 속보입니다.
But Kim Jong-un was not done proving his leadership credentials.
오늘 오후 2시 30분쯤
In 2010, a South Korean Navy ship, the Chonan, sank after being hit by a torpedo. 46 lives were lost. Then, in November that year, dozens of North Korean artillery shells hit the South Korean island of Yongpyeongdo. Two soldiers and two civilians were killed.
This kind of military act has to be designed and implemented by order of Kim Jong-un. Although I was not directly involved in the operation on the Chonan or Yongpyeong Island, there were matters that were not a secret to the RGB officers and were treated with pride. It was something to boast about.
Being the eyes and the ears of the North Korean leader meant having eyes and ears on the ground around the world.
There were many cases where I directed spies to go to South Korea and perform operations. Many cases.
In his early career, the colonel was also involved in raising cash for the North Korean leader. While millions starved during a famine in the 1990s, he was dealing in drugs.
I brought three foreigners from abroad into North Korea and built a production base for recreational drugs. All the money in North Korea belongs to Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un. With that money, he'd build villas, buy cars, buy food, get clothes, enjoy luxuries.
As North Korea's weapons grew ever more sophisticated, they found buyers around the world.
I know that the operations department made arms deals with Iran. The international community was excited when Kim Jong-un and Trump met, saying it was for denuclearization, but I didn't view it that way. In the end, denuclearization cannot be achieved. Why? North Korea's nuclear deterrence is tied to Kim Jong-un's survival.
The colonel's powerful political connections had offered him a privileged life in North Korea. He was able to travel freely. He enjoyed luxuries, like driving a Mercedes-Benz gifted by Kim Jong-un's aunt. But in 2013, those same connections put him and his family in danger, as Kim Jong-un purged senior officials he saw as a threat. He realized he had to flee.
To abandon my country was the worst grief-stricken decision of emotional distress. When I think about it now, my life in North Korea has been in vain. I've chosen the path of exile and not death. This is the only duty that I can do.